great politics, but I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, I am the Taco Man. Welcome to Johnny Taco and his All-Stars, hour number two, of course, here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, iTunes. I keep going, but we don't have that much time. The bottom line is we're here for another live hour here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, coming to you from the city by the bay, the city by the bay with a B, San Francisco, California. Of course, my co-host, Zach Attack Young. You're going to be delving into the world of Michael Jordan this hour. Michael Jordan, it comes off as not as the nicest guy in the world. People don't like him. Is that fair?
No, that's fair to say. I mean, he definitely doesn't have, like, the warmest personality, and he's probably one of the most competitive people we've ever seen.
He's not a Steph Curry type of guy?
No, certainly not. Not a guy that is going to be universally loved.
But he can sell shoes that Steph Curry can't, right?
Right. Well, I think a lot of that has to do with the design of the shoes.
Is it that bad of a shoe?
Personally, I don't think the Steph Curry shoes are that bad, but if you look at the difference between a Curry shoe and an Air Jordan, I could see why Air Jordan is a lot more popular.
Zach, you push that right to the limit. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Back with Michael Jordan on Sports Byline.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free.
$100 million in jury verdicts and settlements for serious injury victims, medical malpractice victims, and surviving family members of wrongful death victims. Trial Lawyers for Justice. This is a firm that does not handle frivolous lawsuits. They go after insurance company money, and they're darn good at it. They don't sell their clients out or settle cheaply. Trial Lawyers for Justice, the firm that goes the distance for you, their client. They treat their clients the way you would want your own family members taken care of. Nicholas Rowley, Dominic Pachota, and the other trial lawyers in the firm at Trial Lawyers for Justice, dedicated to representing the people and their families in Iowa, Minnesota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, Illinois, California, Wyoming, and many other states. Trial Lawyers for Justice. $100 million in settlements and jury verdicts already in 2016. 888-811-0844. TL4J.com. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. Everyone who donates receives a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. Thank you for your support and help.
Taco Man Radio and Sports Byline Broadcast Network present the greatest athletes in sports history. Here's Zach Young.
Michael Jeffrey Jordan, also known as MJ, more commonly known as MJ, is a six-time NBA champion. He won from 91 to 93, and then, of course, he had the three-year hiatus where he played baseball in the MLB for a couple years. And then he came back and won three straight titles from 96 to 98, six-time finals MVP, never went to a game seven, which is impressive, five-time NBA most valuable player, 88, 91, 92, 96, 98, four-time 14-time NBA All-Star, three-time NBA All-Star Game MVP, 10-time All-NBA first team, All-NBA second team, NBA Defensive Player of the Year in 88, nine-time NBA All-Defensive First Team, NBA Rookie of the Year, 10-time NBA Scoring Champion, three-time Steals Leader, and of course, he was also a two-time NBA Slam Dunk Contest Champion in 87 and 88.
Now, Michael Jordan told me he had something special. He may be trying to take off from the free throw line a la Julius Erving. Let's see what happens. He kind of measured it from there. He's going back. That frame may well be it. The people are excited. They like this.
I can hear his engines revving now.
Air Jordan ready to take off.
Chicago.
That's got to be a 50 by. He took off just a little inside that free throw line. One hand and double clutch it. Magic Johnson gives him a nice five underneath the basket as he got out of the way.
Of course, that is the signature dunk that is put on every Air Jordan shoe. The logo on the Air Jordan shoe is, of course, that dunk where he has his legs spread and he has his hands straight up in the air. Those are the best-selling shoes of all time. I mean, that's what made Michael Jordan a billionaire. For all his basketball acumen, he also was, you know, a great businessman, and that's what allowed the Air Jordan brand to go. And, you know, the guy has done a lot of things. He's not just a basketball player, and that is why President Obama honored him at the White House this week.
When he was 5 years old, Michael Jordan nearly cut off his big toe with an axe. Back then, his handles needed a little work. But think, if things had gone differently, Air Jordans might never have taken flight. I mean, you don't want to buy a shoe with, like, one toe missing. We may never have seen him switch hands in midair against the Lakers, or drop 63 in the Garden, or gut it out in the flu game, or hit the shot three different times over Georgetown, over Elo, over Russell. We might not have seen him take on Larry Bird in horse, or lift up the sport globally along with the Dream Team. Yet MJ is still more than those moments, more than just the best player on the two greatest teams of all time, the Dream Team and the 1996 Chicago Bulls. He's more than just a logo, more than just an internet meme. More than just a charitable donor or a business owner committed to diversity. There is a reason you call somebody the Michael Jordan of. Michael Jordan of neurosurgery, or the Michael Jordan of rabbis, or the Michael Jordan of outrigger canoeing. And they know what you're talking about. Because Michael Jordan is the Michael Jordan of greatness. He is the definition of somebody so good at what they do that everybody recognizes it. That's pretty rare.
Michael J. Jordan. powered by a drive to compete that earned him every major award in basketball, including 6 NBA championships, 5 Most Valuable Player awards, and 2 gold medals, Michael Jordan has a name that's become a synonym for excellence. His wagging tongue and high-flying dunks redefined the game, making him a global superstar whose impact transcended basketball and shaped our nation's broader culture. From the courts in Wilmington, Chapel Hill, and Chicago to the owner's suite he occupies today, his life and example have inspired millions of Americans to strive to be like Mike.
Michael Jordan, I mean, in addition to all the NBA success, of course, he was the National College Player of the Year, NCAA champion, I mean, ACC Player of the Year, won 2 gold medals. And I think I'm going to take it to the Taco Man for a second. Taco Man, where would you rank Michael Jordan all time?
I guess you have, after what you just told me, after that report, I can't find any place other than number one.
Yeah, there's too many stats in his favor, you know. I mean, he had seasons where he was shooting over 50%, which is really impressive for like a shooting guard.
No doubt about it. When Michael Jordan, you know what's funny is when I was a cop, I worked Michael Jordan. I worked during Michael Jordan's run as a San Francisco policeman. And when Michael Jordan played basketball or when the SF 49ers were playing, there was no crime on the street. I mean, criminal activity came to a halt when Jordan was playing basketball.
I believe it. And I mean, you know, he won 2 three-peats, which it's hard enough to get 1 three-peat. So to get 2, I could imagine why that would draw a lot of crowds watching his games.
Okay, now, his ownership, what, are the Washington Wizards? Is that what they call themselves now?
He did own the Wizards for a second. Now he owns the Charlotte Bobcats.
That's Charlotte Bobcats. So I'm really excited about that. Has Michael Jordan been able to turn his success on the court into success as far as a franchise is concerned?
Actually, you know, I should mention that the Charlotte Bobcats, they switched to the Hornets this year. They went back to their old name. And actually, this year, the last couple years, they've been a playoff team. So I think he has turned that into like a viable franchise.
Okay. Speaking of viable franchises right now, as far as the NBA is concerned, it still boils down to San Antonio, Cleveland, and Golden State. Those are the 3 go-to teams, right?
Those are the main teams, yes. And I mean, I would throw the Clippers in there too. I think they've emerged a bit this year.
Okay, let me go back to that. The Clippers, the San Antonio. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say. You're doing these Sports Byline broadcasts. I got to switch gears just for a second, Zach. It was announced this week, and we didn't mention the Combat Sports Update, that Michael Bisping is going to defend the world middleweight title against Yoel Romero. Michael Bisping's days are numbered.
Oh, certainly. I mean, Yoel Romero, he looks scary in that last fight with Chris Weidman. I think he's improved a lot.
Why does he have a body like a mutant?
Well, we've speculated that he may be consuming some Flintstone vitamins.
I mean, if ever there was a guy, that whole team down there, Hector Lombard, what they call him, America's top team, is that what they call him?
Yeah, that's what they call him. I mean, maybe they're the top. They're getting the top shelf PEDs.
No, yeah. Well, you know, unfortunately, in the world of combat sports, just like in the world of athletics at large, the cheaters are always 2 steps ahead of the guys that are trying to catch them.
That is true. I mean, and they're always inventing new ways. You know, once they come up with new testing, that someone comes up with a loophole around it.
Straight up. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. That is Zach Attack Young. We've got open phone lines around the world at 21 minutes past the hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Going to talk NFL next up. Going to hear from the former Dallas football coach talking about the Cowboys and their great successes here, of course, with 2 rookies. The whole team is standing behind 2 rookies. I kid you not. 2 rookies, Zach Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. Live on Sports Byline. Next up, NFL, right here on Johnny Taco and his All-Stars.
It has been said that I have 2 alternatives. Either go to jail or go to the Army.
I'm only bold and cocky before and after fighting.
Let me see you close your mouth and just keep it closed.
Well, you know that's impossible.
No, 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 keep it closed.
You know that's impossible. I'm the greatest. And I'm knocking out all bones. And if you get too smart, I'll knock you out.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Are you nuts?
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Back to throw. Here comes the blitz. He gets it off court of the end zone.
Got it.
He make the catch. Parker.
The dog
touchdown, Miami.
To take the lead.
What an unbelievable throw and catch by Devontae Parker.
Can't believe it.
Graham is winged on the right side to play fake. Here's the toss. Baldwin's going to throw back to Russell. He's got it. Touchdown. Seahawks. Are you kidding me? Doug Baldwin takes the end around to the right, stops, throws back to Russell Wilson. His first receiving touchdown of his NFL career.
Cousins straight drop on second and five. Has time, airing it deep. He's got Garcon out there. He's got it at the 30. Breaks a tackle at the 20, and he will high step his way in for the touchdown. The emphatic spike as he arrives in the end zone, and the answer. From Cousins to Garcon, 70 yards for the touchdown.
This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man, 27 minutes past the hour, hour number two of two on the Johnny Taco's All-Stars. Of course, my All-Star is my man, Zach Attack Young. And Zach, Jared Goff, the debut in L.A. last week, not all that auspicious, and it was raining to boot.
Yeah, it wasn't the greatest debut. I don't think we can put too much on him because it seemed that the coaching staff had him playing very conservative.
Okay. The AFC West is led by the Oakland Raiders, 8-2. In fact, you know what I can't believe is that for the 19th time in 19 attempts, an Oakland Raiders guy has stiffed me on coming on the show. I got stiffed tonight by a Raiders guy by the name of Double K, Khalil King. He stiffed me. He was supposed to be on 11:05 of this Pacific time, and he stiffed us. But the Raiders, I can't understand why these guys don't want to come on and brag about their team. The silver and gold are 8-2.
It seems like they would. I mean, the Raiders, I think, have one of the top offenses in the league, and they're one of the few teams in the AFC that can challenge the Patriots.
Okay, now let's look at this AFC West division. You got the Raiders on top, 8-2, of course. They've won 4 in a row. Kansas City is 7-3. They've lost one. And, of course, Denver is 7-3 as well. They won one. What gives here? What's the difference between these teams? I mean, one game between them, the three teams. But what's the difference between these three teams, and who's the best of the three?
You know, I think at the end of the day, I favor the Raiders over the other teams in the division. The Raiders have proven the most, and I feel most confident in their quarterback play.
Interesting. For Houston, not doing well in the South, of course, 6-4. Who cares about them? The Colts are doing even worse. I got to ask you this. Before we go to the Dallas Cowboys and talk about their success this year, let's hear what their former coach had to say about them.
What's your impression of the team? How do you think they stack up, you know, will stack up once the playoffs roll around?
Let me tell you, it's been two weeks ago, I talked with Jerry Jones. Jerry and I had a conversation. I said, Jerry, you know, this is the first time in 20 years I've enjoyed watching the Cowboys. And actually, I've watched the entire game. I'm actually watching every play of every game the Cowboys play today. I said, I truly can say I didn't happen for the last 20 years. He finally got around to asking about the quarterback situation, what I would do. And, I told him the same thing I told you guys, that you can't make a change. When your team has played at the elevation that they're playing at, the level they're playing at, with the confidence, the game is, 90% of the game is played from the neck up. This football team is playing at such an emotional level. The psychological impact that is so important to football. You got the physical, the mental, all that's knowing your plays and being conditioned to play. But the psychological advantage playing football is so important. That's played from the neck up. Dallas has been short in a lot of areas on defense and offense. They finally got the offense. Football is so important. That's played from the neck up. Dallas has been short in a lot of areas on defense and offense. They finally got the offense. Football team surround him. Dak's got some really good players around him. I like what they're doing. They're running. They're doing what we did with Emmitt. We run the ball north and south, but this guy's got the ability to run outside and make the long plays. He's got more speed than Emmitt had. But Emmitt was as good as running back in north inside the tackles, north-south runner as you had in football. And this cat here is the same. All you get is hit with the headgear and shoulder pads. You don't get to his legs. And he has a great vision of the field, and he's got the speed to take it the rest of the distance. Emmitt had good speed. It wasn't great speed. He could take it 50 and 60 yards on you, but This cat's got more speed. We know that and see it. And he can go sideways better than him. And he can bounce on the corner a little quicker than Emmitt could if nothing's there. All great backs look the same when there's no place to run. They find somewhere to go.
And could you actually see them winning a Super Bowl this year?
You know, I look at the league this year. We know what New England is. Brady's always there. As long as he's playing there, they've always got a great chance. But you look at the rest of the league, as I have looked at the rest of the league, I don't think it's dominant. I think everyone's got kinks in the armor. There's no team out there that can't get beat by the Dallas Cowboys, I promise you. So I would say that the New England Patriots, Dallas Cowboys are probably the top two teams, in my opinion, in the league right now.
How good are the Cowboys, Zach? Just how good are they?
I think I think the Cowboys are the best team in the NFC. I mean, you know, they've won 9 straight games. Dak Prescott, I mean, he looks like maybe he should have been the number one overall pick.
Okay, so do you see them? Is there a chance of him and Tom Brady and going toe to toe with this rookie in the Super Bowl?
I think that is a very real possibility. We'll have to see because, you know, once you get into the playoffs, it's kind of hard to know how far rookies are going to go. But I think they got a great shot and they should be favored to make it there right now.
But Tony Romo, now, you know, Tony Romo's basically, he's done. I mean, unless Zach Prescott gets shot with a gun and dies on the field, Dak Prescott's going to be the starting quarterback until the end for 2016, don't you think?
Yeah, and I mean, I thought it was crazy that Jerry Jones was even considering starting Tony Romo after you saw this role that they were getting on. To risk like throwing off the team chemistry like that was just like, I didn't understand that.
Okay, looks like Washington is going to play at Dallas. I take that back. Let's talk about the Washington team. We don't talk about the name, of course, the namesake of the team, but the Washington team. Do they look like they're contenders this year at all? I mean, people say to me that Washington's got some money behind them. Do they?
I think they do. I mean, Washington, like in the last game, Kirk Cousins actually outplayed Dak Prescott.
Interesting. Well, you know, Dak's not going to look like Bart Starr every day.
Right, but I mean, Kirk Cousins put up 500 yards almost, 500 passing yards. He had three touchdowns, and I mean, he completed like 80% of his passes, so that was a really impressive game for Kirk Cousins, even though they lost.
Okay, we had the Thanksgiving Bowl this past week. I'm not one of those guys that gets off on football on Thanksgiving, but the aforementioned Dallas Cowboys are winners. They're going to play again this week on Thursday. Does this throw biorhythms off, guys playing on Thursdays instead of Sundays?
I think it definitely does make a difference, you know, and I haven't heard an NFL player yet that has come out and said that they preferred that, you know, that they're often critical of playing on Thursdays.
Okay. December 1st, of course, going to be the big day as far as the next NFL game, the next NFL games are concerned. Take that back. I'm pushing it 1 week in advance. How about Sunday the 27th? Cincinnati at Baltimore. What's the line on that, Zach? That's the first game of the day.
The line on that, I believe Cincinnati's favored in that game.
Okay. But let's look at the NFL schedule right now. I'm going to put you on the spot because we only got a couple minutes. What are we talking about the hot bets for tomorrow?
The hot bets for tomorrow. I would say I would favor the Cowboys tomorrow. I think that the top bet tomorrow would probably be the Patriots.
Well, isn't betting on Tom Brady every week? We do that every week.
Yeah, and that's why I say that. I mean, you can usually – the Patriots are probably the most consistent team out there.
Tom Brady is what Joe Montana and the 49ers were when they were on a roll. You can just bet on them week in and week out and bet on – just they cover the spread.
Yeah, they cover the spread. I mean, they're – certainly favored in the AFC, although I do think the Raiders have a good shot at making a real run this year.
If they took the helmets off football players, could football still be exciting?
I think it would be. I think in a way it would make people identify with the football players more.
You mean faces?
Yeah, because now, I mean, the only player that you really see consistently without a helmet is the quarterback.
Because he gets it knocked off. No, I'm just kidding. Because he's on the sidelines listening to plans. Bottom line is, I think the helmet's got to go. And I think in 25 or 30 years from now, I don't think we'll be having helmets in the NFL. They'll realize that battling seal against seal is not good for the human body. Open phone lines around the world. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. In an upcoming segment, it'll be Coach's Corner. It's like Coach's Corner with John Johnson. Of course, John Johnson, the former Ohio State's Buckeyes backfield coach, Ohio State winning today. Wow, it was like double overtime. What can I say? They beat Jim Harbaugh. Harbaugh blew a gasket afterwards, Zach. Did you see him? He was all red.
I did. That was a controversial outcome to that game.
There was a lot of calls that went Ohio State's way, no doubt about that. Once again, open phone lines, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, Coach John Johnson, Coach's Corner on Sports Byline and Johnny Talk with his All-Stars live. From the S-Bell headquarters, of course, in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
You buy nice drinks, mister, but you talk so much. Hey, Mac, two more over here.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them, so you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. By now, you know all too well that SR22 auto insurance is way more than you'd ever want to pay. You probably thought you didn't have a choice, but you were wrong. Our company specializes in low-cost, very affordable SR22 auto insurance for high-risk drivers. We know that mistakes happen, so take pride in being able to offer absolutely free quotes for this very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. We're standing by at 800-758-0725. The only thing you need to do is stop waiting around while your monthly payments stay as high as they are. Our knowledgeable representatives are ready for your call at 800-758-0725. The quote is free, and we'll even handle the filings so you could start saving money every month even sooner. Call 800-758-0725. That's 800-758-0725. Once more, 800-758-0725.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time for Coach's Corner with Johnny Taco and Coach John Johnson, former Ohio State backfield coach. We'll take your phone calls on Skype as well as 1-800-878-7529 here on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition.
You heard the tunes. That means the Ohio State Buckeyes are in the news, folks. Folks, they were winners today, double overtime over number 3 Michigan. Coach, you had to be spitting in your pants there a little bit, and that's spitting with an H.
Well, there was time during the game I thought we were going to lose. There's no doubt about that. Their defensive line dominated for a lot of the game and so on and so forth. And our kids just... our kids just made some big plays. You know, we had an interception for a touchdown, and then another interception, big interception, and we just found a way to win. And I thought I totally agreed with Urban's call for the fake punt. Really, if the kid gets a block, that might have been a big thing. But you know, I believe in taking risk, and then the fourth down. Man, that was I've been told there is some pictures out that show that he didn't make it, but it was close, there's no doubt. But at least he went for it. He went to win, you know.
Exactly, that win at all costs type of mentality. Of course, got Ohio State now poised to fight to play for the national championship. Double overtime window over Jim Harbaugh, and Jim Harbaugh is like Ohio State's stone cold enemy, right?
Yeah. He's really upset now. He sounds like Bo. You know, Bo's blaming the officials, and you know, there was a couple calls that probably was questionable. He says that JT didn't make it on the fourth down, but that's his biggest thing, and then a couple other things. But there's probably other things happened that nobody's seen. And, you know, bottom line is we made big plays when we need to make big plays, and we won, which I'm happy about.
Coach, back to Harbaugh just for a second. You know, when he was out here with the 49ers, he was like 46 years old, and they had to put a stent in his heart because he was so hyperactive and running around the field and going crazy and this and that. And, of course, he is like the ultimate when it comes to intensity is concerned. So he's freaking out right now. Watch, he's still freaking out on Twitter.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, I don't have a problem with that at all. You know, it's like Bo and it's like Coach Hayes was, and Urban's got his you know, it's really funny. Harbaugh got a 15-yard penalty today for throwing his headphones. And, I mean, what is that? I mean, that's, to me, it's ridiculous. I don't know, you know. Why do you care if a coach?
Let me go over some other scores for number four Clemson and quarterback Sean Johnson, who threw for four TD passes, paces South Carolina 56-7. They call them the Gamecock, the Gamecocks. I'm sorry, I keep getting that wrong. Anyway, talk about winning a football game in the line of scrimmage. 632 yards for the winners, Clemson 235 to the losers. That really is the bottom line of football, winning the game at the line of scrimmage, isn't it?
Yeah. It's all about whoever wins the line of scrimmage. You win or lose at the line of scrimmage, because if you don't block people, you're not going to gain yards, or you're not going to be able to throw the ball and this and that and the other. And if you, from a defensive standpoint, if you don't get after the quarterback and so on, you know. But our defense overall has played great this year.
Okay. Number six, Wisconsin beat Minnesota 31-17. Number one, Bama, wow. Now 12-0. And it rolls over Auburn 30-12. No big surprise there. Number five, Washington 45-17 over cross-state rival Washington State. Which of these teams do you envision Ohio State locking up with in the playoffs? Because
they're going to the playoffs. They've already indicated, and honestly, I'm not real happy about it. But, of course, you know, Wisconsin and Penn State play next week for the Big Ten Championship, and Wisconsin beat them earlier, but there's a possibility of one of those, whoever wins that game, getting in it with according to what Washington did. You say Washington won, but see, they got to play a championship game against either USC or Colorado, I guess. But you know, I think Ohio State's got a great shot of being in there. You know, Alabama definitely, Ohio State, but just talking about Ohio State playing Clemson, and hey, Clemson's a handful, you know, but they all are. At that level, all the teams are great teams. So.
How do you, the emotional lift of winning a double overtime game is incredible. The loss can be critical. It can be crippling. I mean, that's sort of like, you know, losing a fight in the 15th round, you're ahead 14 rounds of zip or something like that. How does the team come back? How do Harbaugh and these guys, they're not going to play for the national championship, but they'll play in a Rose Bowl, maybe a bowl game on New Year's Eve. But how do they come back mentally after that?
They will. They got to look at it like, hey, you know, things that might have went a little bit different at different times, they might have won, but you also got to take in consideration that, you know, our kids made some plays, and we scored 30 points. They scored 27, you know.
Okay, Coach, assess JT Barrett through 2016.
Hey, real good, not great, real good. He's a great leader. He has an amazing thing about him is that mistakes don't bother him. He has the great ability to go on to the next play and say, okay, I got to do the best I can the next play. I might have screwed up that play, but the next, you know. And he uses it a lot of times. He comes back and makes a great play or something, you know. Doesn't throw the ball well.
Okay. Number one Ohio State pick went to Dallas. Of course, we'll talk about Ezekiel Elliott, double E. Had a few issues this year, but, man, he and the Dallas Cowboys, he and Dak Prescott, they may be on their way to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And Zeke is, I visited with his dad a few days ago, and I did a charity event here, and great success, and we're going to do one in Dallas with Zeke and Tony Dorsett and them for the Ron Springs Organ Donation Foundation. It is this coming spring. But, yeah, Zeke's playing great. He's a great. But, yeah, you know what? What's amazing? We had 15 kids go in the draft last year, right? 15
yeah.
kids go in the draft. And most of them made it. You know, I'm not sure one I'm trying to think of that got cut. And then we started eight kids on offense and eight kids on defense. And, you know, Michigan had 43 seniors, but we got 43 freshmen.
Wow. You know, Coach, I'm going to change subjects for a second because Ricky Williams was in the news this week, of course, with marijuana now being legal in California or about to become legal. Actually, it is legal. They just aren't selling it yet until 2018. So if you've got a guy that grows marijuana, you can get some and it's legal. But Ricky Williams, a former NFL star running back, was talking about this now being legal. And he's saying that the NFL's got to wake up. They've got a choice between Vicodins and guys smoking weed, and the NFL would rather have them taking Vicodins. This is crazy.
Yeah, right. They'd rather they take pills. Yeah, it's insane. I love, and I said it before, we were talking about it on the way back tonight, about how the lady that the Washington, D.C. Mayor, when it became legal, you know, she said, yeah, all the people that are against it said, you know, gave the statistics on the thousands that were killed in car wrecks because of alcohol and domestic violence and this, that, and the other. And then she went over the pills and people OD and then us, that, and the other. And she said, when someone smokes a joint, they want some potato chips.
Good point. Good point. Coach, what's up next for the Buckeyes?
We'll just have to wait and see if we make the playoffs or not. If not the playoffs, definitely a bowl game. You know, so.
Because we're not in the
Big Ten championship game with Wisconsin and Penn State. So now we sit and wait and see where we go, what it gets down to.
Good enough. You been watching the NFL at all this year?
Yeah. I watch when Ohio State play. I root for Ohio State players.
I know you do. I know you do. You know, I know you do.
Not necessarily a team, you know. I'm really happy about Zeke.
Okay, Ezekiel, of course, doubly. Talk to me about Jared Goff and the L.A. Rams. Is Jared Goff that good of a quarterback? You know quarterbacks. Is he that good?
Well, I think he can be. Yeah, I think he can be. But again, now we get back to that line of scrimmage thing. You know, you're an awful good quarterback if you've got a lot of protection and a good running game and so on and so forth. That really helps him. And, you know, that's one thing. Zeke was blessed. Yeah. Dallas got one hell of an offensive line.
You know, we heard from Barry Switzer, former Cowboys coach, earlier in the show, and he was talking about how Ezekiel Elliott is better than any running back that Dallas has had before, because he not only runs north and south, he can run east and west. He runs faster than Emmitt Smith.
Yeah. And he's a great. Urban Meyer says he's the best player he ever coached without the ball. He's a great blocker. I mean, he's totally when he ain't got the ball, he's doing something great then too. So,
okay, last question for you. Joey Bosa with San Diego was a late signing. How's he doing?
He's doing really well, and his younger brother's doing. Playing great. He's a freshman for Ohio State, and he's playing great for Ohio State, making big plays today.
What can I say? That's the coach, John Johnson, on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It feels like the rules that are put into place for like a high school. It feels like very archaic. It seems like something like the NFL, like they're just like, it's like the Constitution. It's
yeah.
like, well, this is how it was written up.
So we did in the 1700s.
Yeah, it's like weed is evil. So like that's the thing that gets the highest penalty. It's always felt super backwards.
I do think the rules are archaic.
And I think a lot of the time the NFL gets the blame, but it's something that's negotiated in the collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah.
I think what it comes down to is the players say we'd rather have more money, and I think the owners use the drug policy as leverage for us to give up other things. You know, it's more about protecting the NFL's image than it is anything else.
Would you have been a Hall of Famer if weed was legal?
For sure. No doubt about
it. For sure?
For sure.
Yeah. How come?
Well, I think, one, because I look at the amount of stress and things that distracted me from playing football surrounding cannabis. You know, and I look at the first half of my career when it was pretty much a secret. No one knew that I used, and I could do it, you know, as I wished. And in the last part of my career, I think I would have started. I would have had more touches. And I think as it is right now, 11 seasons, over 10,000 yards.
Yeah.
Also, as the negative media coverage I got really tarnished my image. And I think a lot of the
media,
voter,
they always do that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I'm in the media.
Oh, yeah.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He's earned the right to be our quarterback. As hard as that is for me to say, he's earned that right. He's guided our team to an 8-1 record, and that's hard to do. If you think for a second that I don't want to be out there, then you've probably never felt the pure ecstasy of competing and winning. That hasn't left me. In fact, it may burn more now than ever. It's not always easy to watch. I think anybody who's been in this position understands that.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
He's the first one to give it to the people without providing Vaseline.
not so cool there. Of course, that was the governor of Maine. We'll mention his name. What's it? Paula? Something like that. Anyway, the bottom line is he's a turd. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Want to mention that last week at Survivor Series, we don't do much wrestling here, but last week at Survivor Series, Bill Goldberg, the guy that I sat with for 2 hours doing a Don King telecast back in Atlanta, Georgia. Of course, he's a former member of the Atlanta Falcons, played some college football, the WCW champion at one point in time. He beat Brock Lesnar in one of those stage fights at UFC. I take it back. WWE Survivor Series last week, but man, the pop that he got, it looks like this guy might be a shot in the arm for the dying world of professional wrestling. Zach Attack, what's happening tomorrow on No Holds Barred? We're going to take a look at the middleweight division and Michael Bisping and his soon-to-be ex-champion.
Oh, yeah, and we also got to take a look at the new featherweight champion, the new old featherweight champion, Jose Aldo.
How can you call him new old when he's sort of semi-retired?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's coming out. That was probably their way to lure him out of retirement.
Good point. He could put a title. I think he was the interim champion at one point in time anyway, but now he's going to be considered the UFC featherweight champion, and Conor McGregor is going to keep the 155-pound title. Any idea who McGregor will fight in his first defense?
I think that it might be Khabib. They've been talking about a Nate Diaz trilogy fight, but I think I'd rather see him fight Khabib. I think Tony Ferguson actually probably deserves it the most.
Isn't Khabib just a little bit short? I mean, Khabib's on a good roll, but isn't he just a little bit short in experience right now?
That's what I'm saying, and that's why I would prefer if Tony Ferguson got the shot. Khabib had a great win. But, I mean, he fights, like, once a year. Like, I don't know if you deserve a title shot if you're only fighting once a year.
You know, he's part of the American Kickboxing Academy down there with Cormier and Kyle Kingsbury and Cain Velasquez. So he's surrounded by good company.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely in a good camp. And I think that he has a chance at upsetting McGregor. I mean, he has great grappling, but at the end of the day, I don't think he's done enough to warrant a title shot.
Zach Attack, that is the Weekend Sports. Next time the Rams play in town, will you be at the Coliseum?
I would like to go, yes.
Okay. Talk to me. We'll set up some credentials. Zach Attack, Young, great weekend. Have a good time with your daughter, Jasmine. We'll talk soon.
All right, thank you. And say hi to your daughter. Thank you.
The great Zach Attack Young, live on Sports Byline. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. I come back at Sunday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, with 2 hours of Ring Talk. When we come back at 5 p.m. Pacific time with Zach Attack Young, 2 hours of No Holds Barred. I want to thank Scott Cuddy, for my voice has been really, really bad this tonight. It's really been the worst probably of my career in 33 years of radio. So I want to thank Scott Cuddy, my producer, for holding my hand throughout this entire thing. And, of course, Zach Attack Young. Until next time, peace, love, much respect.